Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Further Faster podcast with Joseph McClendon III. And I am Joseph McClendon III. I will be your host, your guide, and maybe even your coach here for this next little while on this leg of your journey of life to do exactly what the name implies, to assist you in going further faster in your life. Specifically in becoming more wealthy than you already are. And remember, don't get it twisted. Wealthy around here means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And today's topic, you're going to find especially pertinent for these times and for you, for everybody, and that is how to look and feel healthy and to retain your youthfulness. So grab a pad and paper. And get ready, because as usual, this is not going to be just me flapping my jaws. I'm going to give you something that you can do so that you can attain those outcomes. So I look forward to serving you, and I'll see you in just a moment. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Further Faster podcast with Joseph McClendon III. And I am Joseph McClendon III. And today I'm super excited to share with you. You know, oftentimes I will have guests on, but I'll be your guest today. And also I wanted to remind you, you may have been a longtime listener to The Cure for the Common Life, which has been the name of this podcast up until now. But we have chosen for obvious reasons to rebrand it. So now that same podcast is Further Faster. And again, we did this for a couple reasons. Number one, it is one of my brands. But number two, whenever I ask, and when I talk to people, I ask, do you want what you want sooner rather than later? The answer is always a resounding yes. And that doesn't mean that you don't get to have the patience and going through things like that. That's great. And if you choose to go further faster, you've come to the right place. And for those of you that are joining us for the first time, like I said, I'm Joseph McClendon III. And my background, kind of what qualifies me to be yakking at you this way, is by profession, I am a neuropsychologist. I have a doctorate in clinical neuropsychology, and I've helped people get over fears and phobias and emotional challenges for a very, very long time. But by trade, I'm what's known as an ultimate performance specialist, kind of a high-end life coach, if you will. I have the privilege of working with many, many Academy Award-winning movie stars and Grammy-winning musicians and major sports figures and millionaires and billionaires and everything in between, and the list goes on and on. And I share that with you, not to brag or to boast, but just kind of what qualifies me to be talking to you about what we talk about. And today, I'm going to talk about something that pertains to everybody. And that is your own health and wellness. And an underlying benefit in all of this is to maintain your youthfulness as well. And so, as usual, I'm not going to be just telling you something. Even when I have guests, we're not going to just be sharing with you information, because our belief around here is knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power, and knowledge is not going to help you go further faster. We all know things, but we don't always do what we know. So, to remedy that, I'm going to give you things to do that you can produce something, because it is activity that always is going to produce the results. And in this case, produce results of your health and your well-being, and more specifically, your youthfulness as well. And so I'm always going to ask you to take some notes so that you can go back. And at the end of the show, I'm also going to give you some action items that you can do. And so, for starters, the reason I chose to do this on my own versus having a guest is because of my background in this subject of health. Along with the things that I said with regard to helping people get over fears and phobias and emotional challenges, I also am a ambassador of health and wellness. I had a health retreat, actually a couple of them, one in Marbella, Spain, and one in Geneva, Switzerland, for several years before COVID, where I'd help people come in and bring them in for 5 to 7 days. And the only food that they got to eat was what I gave them. The only movement that they got to move was what I gave them. And in just a very few days, there were some remarkable changes. And the best part about it is those people leave those retreats and leave that experience, for lack of a better term, and maintain it as well. So I want to share some of that with you today. But I also want to give you some background with regard to why I chose to do this today at this time in history. If two things happened to me, one of them was, it's one thing that continually happens to me. I just did a live event in Florida. I think there was about probably 15, 16,000 people. It was some live and also virtual. And when I leave, my social media always blows up. I always get this question asked, or when people stop me on the street or whatever, and they always go, "Joseph, what are you doing?" Because, by the way, one of those days that I do at that event is a health event. And people go, "What are you doing? You got to tell us what you're doing because you look good." Now, by the way, let me preframe this by saying something. I'm going to use myself as an example in this, but not because I'm suggesting this is something you should be. I'm just suggesting that this is a possibility for you as well. So at the risk of sounding arrogant, if you're watching me, you'll see what I'm talking about. I'll run you around and give you, those of you that are listening, I'm running the camera around the studio so they can see me here. And so when I tell you this, when people would ask me, "Joseph, what are you doing?" The reason they're asking me this question is in exactly 3 months from 3 days ago, I will be 69 years old. And if you're looking at me, and again, I hope this doesn't sound too arrogant, but I think it's going to be necessary for what we're going to be talking about here. I obviously don't look my age. And as you can tell so far, I don't act my age. I don't feel my age as well. And so that is one of the big reasons, because I just keep getting bombarded with that. So I wanted to share with you some of those reasons why, because as we said before, this Further Faster is about being wealthy, and wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant as well. The second thing that happened to me was I went to an event with some friends that I hadn't seen for over 20 years. And when I got there, I saw these young men. I call them young because they're my age. They're younger than me. And they looked much, much older than me. And they were kind of coming out of their skin going, "Dude, we haven't seen you for a while. What are you doing? What are you doing?" And so I thought about that, and I thought, okay, well, because to answer that question, I would go into normally, okay, well, here's the things that I adhere to and have for most of my life. And you might want to write this down. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the thoughts we think, the moves we make, and the words we speak. And if you notice, it rhymes. I made it that way, so it does. Air we breathe, water we drink, food we eat, thoughts we think, moves we make, words we speak. Now, if you present that to somebody, and as I said before, that is a 5 to 7 day seminar that I can do on each one of those topics. And so I thought to myself, what is something that I can give to people, that I can share with people and give them something to do that they can really kind of cut to the chase, and all of those things start to happen naturally. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. And so again, grab a pad and paper if you haven't already, because I'm going to give you a really, really quick physiology lesson, if you will, on how we function as human beings, how our bodies work, what we need, and what keeps us looking youthful. And so if my youthful looks didn't get you, my energy should. I sleep and have slept basically 4 to 5 hours a night for well over 35 years now. I actually have, I shouldn't say I don't get them. I have not suffered the consequences, if you will, of any dis-ease for the past 35 years. And that does include COVID. And I say it doesn't mean that I haven't caught it, because I found out I did a COVID testing. And I never suffered the symptoms, and I was what's labeled as one of those people that's asymptomatic, but I did have the antibodies. So they said, "Joseph, you had it, but you never noticed it." And the reason I share all that with you is my personal belief is that your body knows what to do to heal itself. And so if I can help you get your body in that stable data or that ideal place, or as close to it as possible, then it'll do what it needs to do to heal itself. And obviously, like I said, I look and act younger. And that's what most people want as well, because along with that, the youthful looks, for lack of a better term, comes more energy, comes more health, comes a better immune system, and all around well-being. And that includes your attitude and your disposition and your happiness. And happy people are healthier. Happy people earn more money. Happy people are happier. So having said all of that, I want to break down. I want to give you just a really, really quick health lesson. I'm going to kind of jump, and this is going to be super, super basic. If you're a physician, you're going to be going, well, listen, you're leaving out this, you're leaving out that. Yes, I am going to be leaving out some things, but I want to make this short enough that everybody can get the big nuggets. And so I'm going to share with you a little bit about what the body needs and how it functions and how you can use that information to get the very best out of yourself. And I want you to look at it this way. We'll start here, and that is that every single thing, every living thing on this planet is consistent of what are called cells. You know, blood cells, you got skin cells, you got hair cells, everything are cells. And those cells are designed to do these two things, create compounds and duplicate themselves. And when I say create compounds, I mean saliva and blood and lymph fluid and all of these things. And those compounds are what do the job. If your liver does what it needs to do, it is the compounds, the solutions, the things that that liver makes that breaks down the food and does that. The same with your body, same with everything. And so if your cells do not have what they need to perform those duties, duplicate themselves and or make those compounds, and again, this is oversimplistic, then those cells are going to go into what's called survival mode. Now, what those cells need is something called nutrients. Now, stay with me on this because you might be going, oh, this is obvious. I know this. I've heard this before, but maybe you don't know this. What are nutrients? Nutrients are the building blocks. Nutrients are the substances found in food that the cells use to create those compounds, i.e., when somebody is suffering from, let's say, lack of calcium in their system, one might think, well, go out and eat chalk or just drink milk or just that, and you get the calcium in your system. That's not the way that it works. Your body needs the nutrients from whatever the plant or the animal that it's eating to break that food down and turn it into the calcium that your body needs. And this is IE and across the board with everything. Whether you're iron deficient, it doesn't mean go out and eat, you know, a bunch of steel or iron. It means eat the foods that have the nutrients in it so your blood can or your body, your cells can turn it into the iron that your body can utilize. Now, having said that, the body needs up to 114 different nutrients every single day in order for the body to do what it does. If it doesn't get them, now let me repeat myself, it needs up to 114 different nutrients every single day. It's not some days, not most of the days, every day, in order for it to, for those cells to perform their duties. And if they don't get it, here's where we start to turn the corner, ladies and gentlemen. If they don't get those nutrients, they will go into survival mode, which means every living thing on the planet is going to do whatever it takes to keep on living. So they're going to go get those nutrients from somewhere. And the only storehouses that our bodies have are our organs and our bones. Like I said, here's where we turn the corner. And so what that means is that your cells are going to leach those nutrients from those vital organs and those bones. The biggest organ that you have is your skin. You've heard this before. So all of this to say that aging is not an outside job. It's not the weathering. It's not just you getting aged. And by the way, you can't see it, but I do have some gray hairs. It's on my temples here. I have, you know, there are some things that are going to happen. Again, you definitely can slow down that process. And again, I say this not to brag or to boast, but I use myself as an example of what's possible. And so aging is an inside job. It comes from the inside, but it's not just the looks that are happening. It is going to tax your energy. It's going to tax your ability to do different things throughout your life. It's going to tax your memory. It's going to tax everything that you have going on because that's the way the body works. Have you ever noticed before that whenever you are tired or whenever you are you don't have the energy. You also can't think as well. You're lethargic and your thoughts don't come to you as quickly as possible. Well, there's a reason for that. Number one, your brain operates. And by the way, let me back up for a second. Remember what I said in the very beginning, the air we breathe? I consider that a nutrient as well because your body, your cells need air. If you don't have the oxygen that you need, then the brain is going to do what every other organ does. If it doesn't have what it needs, the nutrients that it needs, then it's going to do what every other organ does. If it doesn't have it, it's going to leach. But the other thing, it's going to conserve its energy. And that is why your thoughts, especially people that worry a lot and so on and so forth, your thoughts become the same thoughts over and over again. And we can't think as well. So having said all of that, The solution to all of this, and I'm going to tell you what to do here in just a moment, but the solution to all of this, the really quick solution to cut to the chase to get all of that stuff is this. We all have a balance of what's called acid and alkaline in our bloodstream. Our blood, if people are going to say, what's the difference between you, Joseph, and somebody that is your same age, those gentlemen that you met a few weeks ago that are your same age, but they don't look, act, or feel like you do, I would say this, that my blood is different. My blood is different than theirs. I have the same type of blood, the same things that go on, but my blood is different because the blood is the river of life. And when I say that, my cells, in order for them, now obviously I'm going to suggest that you eat organic and you eat vegetables and fruits and things like that. But what happens to people is they don't crave those things. They crave the things that are not good for us. And so because my blood is different, let's take a look at the difference in blood. What is blood that supports that immune system, that supports those cells doing what they want? And that is, we have a balance of alkaline and acid in our blood. Basically, it's about a 60-40 division, 60% alkaline and 40% acid. Anything, if it goes 6% either way, it'll kill you. You get too much acid, it'll kill you. You get too much alkaline, it'll kill you. So the body, the cells are always trying to keep that balance going on. And again, that is why, for example, alkaline, if you can look at that, you can look at that as calcium is alkaline. And if the body doesn't have what it needs, if the cells don't have what it needs to keep a balance of alkaline, it's going to leach it from your bones. It's no wonder why osteoporosis and brittle bones and things like that are on a super, super high incline right now, because we eat so much acid, because so much acid is in our system. So you got to say to yourself, okay, Joseph, what do I need to do? What can I do to turn that around? Because remember what I said, we also have unbelievable cravings. If you're listening to me right now, you've probably gone through, and I was one of them, by the way. I used to be a chocoholic like crazy. And so those cravings, unless we do something about those cravings, nothing's going to happen. We're going to go back to eating. We've all done that. I'm going to do my diet tomorrow. But then there's cake. And we go, I'm going to eat cake. I'm going to eat it now, or I'll start tomorrow, or whatever. You got to ask yourself is what makes you crave and what makes you procrastinate and do the things that you don't want to do? Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We all have within our bloodstreams at least these three things: parasites, yeast, and fungus. Even the healthiest of healthy, we all have it. We have good bacteria and bad bacteria. Even myself, and by the way, when I first saw this, it was the lights on for me. And don't take my word for it. You can go on YouTube and you look up phlebotomy and look at the cells. You'll see inside there that these things are going on. If you're healthy, you have a healthy immune system, which means you have white blood cells and you have things that are going on, antibodies that go around and eat up those parasites and yeast and fungus. But if you have too many of them, they're going to override the system. And too many of them means that you have an acid-rich system, acid-rich blood system. And what that means is that the foods that you're eating, the things that you're consuming, are dumping and causing your cells to produce more acid than alkaline. And remember this, there's not a dis-ease on the planet, whether it is hypertension, whether it is obesity, whether it is diabetes, whatever, cancer, whatever, all of them carry with them a high acid content in the blood, because parasites, yeast, and fungus, and all of those things thrive in an acid-rich environment. So because those things are living things, guess what they want to do? Just like every other living thing, they want to keep on doing. So they're going to influence you. Look, if you poke your finger and you draw some blood, it's going to be the same as if you pull a hair out and there's blood there, which means it's in your brain. And all of those things have a consciousness that says, I want to keep on living. So that's where our cravings come from, or at least the bulk of it. Meaning that you're influenced to think that way. You're influenced to keep on craving the things that are not good for us. In this case, the things that are causing us to create more acid. Now, we're going to take a break here in a moment. When I come back, I'm going to teach you exactly what to do to mitigate that and to mitigate your cravings and actually get rid of them and start to crave the other things. But what I want you to know is this. Let me reiterate all the things that are going on. We need 114 different cells or nutrients. Nutrients come from the food that we eat. The cells would do whatever it takes to protect themselves and to keep on living. So they're going to, if they don't have those nutrients from the food that we eat, the things that we consume, including the water and the air, then they're going to go leach it from your organs, which are your bones and your vital organs, if you will. And that is what's called aging. Aging is from the outside. And the aging is accompanied by, and any disease is accompanied by a high acid content in your blood. And so I'm going to take a break here just for a second. But when I come back, I'm going to tell you what you can do about that. So digest that for a moment. I'll be right back with you. And I'm going to share with you exactly what you do, the shortcut, if you will, so that you can go further, faster, to look younger, feel younger, act younger, and preserve your youth. I'll be right back.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore our complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you're as excited as I am. You're as excited to get this stuff as I am to give it to you, because this really is something that will, at the risk of sounding too dramatic, change your life. Now, before I give you that, I want to share with you something. It doesn't matter your age right now. It doesn't matter if you're 18 years old or you're 80 years old. You can make an improvement, and a radical improvement. If you've taken all of your life to get to the health that you're at right now, and you don't have great health, great energy, great youthfulness, it's going to take you a fraction of that time, especially when I tell you what to do to regain it and get on another trajectory. You know, my dad used to always say, actually, my dad and my mom used to say this saying all the time, that the best time to plant a tree is 30 years ago, but the next best time is right now. Can't cry over spilt milk. That's done. You can't change the past, but you can change how you feel about it, and you can change what happens in the future. Now, having said that, I'm going to share with you how to reduce those cravings, how to give your body what it needs so that it will start to reverse the aging process and give you more energy and more youthfulness as well. And we're going to start with going at that blood and going at that blood and making that blood so that it is more balanced alkaline. And so I'm going to give it to you kind of in a nutshell, and then I'll break it down. Here's what I want you to do. Stop. And by the way, I want you to just try this for 10 days. Do not drink anything that comes in a bottle, a can, or a carton, or a box, unless you put it there, unless you squeezed it in there. Nothing that comes in a can, a bottle, a box, or a carton for 10 days. And let me tell you why I do that, why I say that. It is no secret that sugar is just awful. I'm not going to go into the details again. I could spend all day on it. And if you don't believe me on it, just go look at the movie, or there's several movies. One of them is called That Sugar Movie. And it'll prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt what sugar is doing to us. It is the modern day, in my opinion, the modern day version of the most addictive. It's more addictive than they say cocaine, the most addictive substance on the planet right now. And most of us are addicted to it. But the challenge with sugar is it contributes to an unbelievable amount of acid in our bodies. And guess where most of that sugar comes from for most people? It's what we drink. It's our coffees. It is our soft drinks. It is our juices. It is even the milk that we have, even everything that we have that we're consuming. But more specifically, what we're drinking. Most people, the thing that they drink the least is just water or pure fruit juice. And I'm telling you, when I made this change in my life, and it's the suggestion that I make to other people, everything starts to clear up right away. By the way, when you start to reduce that acid in your body, guess what happens to those parasites, yeast, and fungus? Which, by the way, just so you know, they're pooping and having sex in your system. And the spinoff from all that is more acid. They're reproducing in your system. Guess what? They cannot survive and function at the level that they want to in a balanced blood. So when you stop consuming those things, and for most people, by the way, you look around, and I don't have to tell you, when I was a kid, and by the way, I've got much more age on a lot of people, even especially a lot of our listeners. When I was a kid, a Coke would come in a bottle that was about 6, 7, maybe 8 inches tall, that would hold like 5 or 6 ounces. Now, 32 ounces. I've even seen where you can get 64 ounces, and you see people walking around with these things all the time. And those things, which, by the way, guess what your body has to do to food when it goes down your face? It has to turn it into a liquid so that the body, so that the intestine can absorb it. So when you're drinking something, it skips that step. It's already a liquid. It starts to go more easily and readily into your system. The sugar is already dissolved. And so when you take a look at, which I'm going to tell you what to do, how to do this, when you take a look at what you're consuming, what most people are consuming, and that is everything, whatever goes past your lips. Matter of fact, that is your first assignment, is I want you to sit down and over the last 72 hours, I want you to list everything that has crossed your lips, especially what you have consumed in terms of drinking. For most people, it's coffee is the number one thing. Next are soft drinks. And then next, people believe that even milk is good for us. No, milk produces acid. Don't believe me? Just watch. Just go check any of these movies, any of these documentaries that are out there. It'll tell you all about it. And so you want to make sure that you mitigate that. And it's not that hard, because here's the greatest part about it. Take a look at, you know, your household. Take a go in your refrigerator. Take a look. Take a look at what you've been consuming. And then just go, oh, wait a minute. Unless I'm going to get a juicer and I'm going to juice this stuff for the next 10 days, it's just water. Now, here's what's going to happen to most of you, because most of you are going, well, Joseph, that's boring. I can't do that. Well, the reason you can't do it is because you have cravings. Because guess what? When you start to alkalize the system, then guess what? The parasites start to die, the cravings go away, but guess what? Cravings start to rise. The cravings for good stuff, the good food, the fruits, the vegetables, the things that are going to produce alkaline. I'm going to tell you right now, for myself and for people that have taken this advice that I'm giving you, that I'm telling you, you will find with just in a matter of days, you're craving a glass of just fresh water. You're craving maybe some fruit juice, and do not get fruit juice in a can. Remember, anything that comes in a can, a bottle, a box, or anything like that has been pasteurized, they say, to sanitize it and to make it so that it doesn't have the bacteria in it. No, they do it so they can stay on the shelves longer, and so that they'll be able to sell it to you. Pasteurization, it changes the biochemical makeup of what's there. It turns it to sugar, turns it to acid. You're literally drinking water. That's why I say nothing in a can bottle unless you put it there. So get yourself, you know, for me, I have this bottle here. I have it in front of me. If you can see it, it's a glass bottle full of water. I like alkalized water water that I have not just filtered, but it's ionized, so it reduces it to its lowest form. You can get that information as well from another one of our podcasts, and or go online and look up ionized water, and I drink that. I also have a juicer, and I also have a citrus juicer as well. That's all I drink. Not because I'm some saint. It's because that's what I want. That's what I desire. And guess what? Because I desire that, like I said before, I don't have disease. Like I said before, I sleep less. Like I said before, I have more energy. And I have my youthfulness about me as well. So that's it. So here's your assignment. Here's what you need to do. First off, number one, go through and list everything for the last 72 hours that have crossed your lips. And by the way, if you say, well, it hasn't been that much, then you need to step up your water, because you should be drinking at least a glass of water every 2 hours at the very least, all day long. And so if you go through and you take a look and see what you have done, see what you have and what you have produced, then you go, okay, well, listen, here's what I'm going to do. And you get out a glass of water and you set it up on your phone or whatever. When that timer goes off, drink a glass of water, drink a glass of water. If you're going to get some juice, get some fresh squeezed juice, do that for yourself. And then make sure that when you do that, here's the clincher, ladies and gentlemen, always, 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 not sometimes, not most of the time, all the time. Whenever you're successful in anything, even if it's just drinking a glass of water, pat yourself on the back, praise yourself. You know how I am about that. And if you don't, go back and listen to some of the other podcasts, because when you praise yourself, you're teaching your nervous system to do more of it. So the second thing that you're going to do is, like I said, so first off, list all those things that you've done. You'll get the realization. Second thing that you're going to do is take a look at your refrigerator and see what's in there. Because what is going to happen is you're going to feel it over the next few days that cake and that other stuff that's in there, you're going to have less and less of a craving for it. And especially if you praise yourself, what is going to surface is that you're going to feel like drinking that stuff. Your acid will reduce, your parasites, yeast, and fungus will reduce. The good stuff, like your great bacteria, like your immune system, like your white blood cells, like your red blood cells, all of those things are going to go, thank you, finally, thank you. And they're going to start to grow. You'll have more energy. You'll start to notice it on your skin. You'll start to notice it in everything around you. And probably one of the greatest things about you is people will start to approach you and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? And so what I encourage you to do is don't just listen to this. Get out there and utilize it. Having said that, first off, thank you so much for being here and listening to me and taking this. And as usual, oftentimes I will have a guest. And on our next podcast, I believe we're going to have a guest. This time I wanted to do it myself because I don't teach theory. And what that means is I don't teach something that I haven't, A, done for myself and gotten results for myself, but B, had the privilege of teaching it to thousands and now at this stage in my career, over millions of people to get results as well. So utilize that. And as always, all of the things that I do come under this heading. You probably see it there behind me if you're watching this, is something called neuroencoding. Neuroencoding is, I have a lot of certifications. I have a doctorate. I've got all of these certifications and abilities to do things. But the things that I use the most are something that I call neuroencoding. Neuroencoding is to be able to program ourselves to automatically default to our best emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. You see, procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, all of those things are the thieves of our dreams. Imposter syndrome. And those things come about because we've been programmed to believe those things. So if you want to learn how to program yourself so that you default to the best mind, the best thoughts, behaviors, and emotions, go to neuroencoding.com. You'll probably see it across the screen there, the spelling, and get some more information on it. Other than that, thank you so much for being here. And remember this, that life is exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune favors the bold. So the trick to life is to boldly step up and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and this has been the Further Faster Podcast. And I'll see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.